Book, Joe Biden Doesn't Trust His Secret Service, Fears MAGA Sympathizers in Ranks. By Wendell Hasebo on December 28, 2022. President Joe Biden reportedly does not trust the Secret Service to protect him. Even though the agency has appeared to slow walk disclosing documents related to Hunter Biden's alleged gun violations. According to Chris Whipple's new book, The Fight of His Life, inside Joe Biden's White House, Biden does not trust the Secret Service because some of them allegedly do not support him politically. A bigger problem was Biden's discomfort with his Secret Service detail. Some of them were MAGA sympathizers. He didn't trust them, Whipple wrote. The Secret Service is full of white ex-cops from the South who tend to be deeply conservative. Whipple makes Biden appear paranoid since he assumed the Oval Office. Surrounded by a new phalanx of strangers, Biden couldn't help but wonder, do these people really want me here? Whipple said. The report about the appearance of Joe Biden's paranoia comes after conservative watchdog Judicial Watch revealed earlier in December the Secret Service has found hundreds of documents it previously denied having in relation to the probe into Hunter's alleged gun violations. Breitbart News reported about the scandal. Judicial Watch has been investigating if the Secret Service protected Hunter from scrutiny after the president's son revealed in a 2019 text message the FBI got involved in the case of a missing firearm tossed in a Delaware dumpster by Hunter's former sister-in-law turned lover. Nobody was charged with wrongdoing, according to reports. Text messages purportedly from Hunter reveal what appears to be a contradiction in an official Secret Service statement, which claims the agency had no involvement in an alleged case involving Hallie Biden finding a gun inside of Hunter Biden's pickup and tossing it in a trash can behind a grocery store where they frequently shopped. Yet Hunter's text messages say the police, the FBI, the Secret Service came on the scene. The gun store owner who sold the weapon to Hunter reportedly refused to supply the paperwork to the Secret Service when they allegedly sought to retrieve it at the time of the incident, suspecting the agency's officers would keep the documents away from scrutiny. Joe Biden's lack of trust in the Secret Service appears to be so deep that he reportedly does not believe the details of certain incidents his dog, Major, had involving agents. Somebody was lying, Biden thought, about the way the incident had gone down, Whipple wrote. Major has been ordered into therapy for a reported biting of Secret Service agents. Biden has defended Major as a sweet animal learning to get along with the agents. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two in 2013 before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.